Parker Fenway.
Dr. Wynn Parker, June 3, year 2007. And today's show is a full show on all types of subjects that influence our really political decisions, and food and water, and taking of your property, and loss of four more rights this week, and several other ancillary subjects which have overflown from other shows. And I'm going to, again, place answers in groups so that you got a little chance to pick up the pace a little bit to see what other people are talking about. There's I had a show on April 22nd with Professor Ullman, the dean of the Santa Clara Law School in California, and there was a caller that called in at the end of the show. And that one caller precipitated a few emails of saying what in the world was he talking about in terms of thing. It was the fifth highest legal mind in the world was on Parker Pathway show, and we were slowly putting out the effect of what constitutional law is influencing us and the terms of changes that are occurring, and plus the effect of the information of DNA in the courtroom, and how that's influencing our independent rights. And a lot of these the comments were being made on the show. And this caller called about meters being placed on the water pipes in such states as Michigan and Minnesota and the rest of it. And we didn't have time to answer all the rest of the questions. We only had 6 minutes left on that show. And it became apparent that the point of the show, we were talking law, but that is a legal question. Is it legal for people to put the metrics on there? In other words, to measure the water? No. Is it legal for to place and extend the easement under constitutional law? No. Excuse me. So anyway, is it possible to put this under the classification of eminent domain? No. Is it a violation of the constitutional amendments for freedom of access? Yes. In other words, another power on eminent domain of taking private property for public use is now integrated into the idea of taking over water and food. The power of eminent domain is in the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution, and is in state constitutions. So the Constitution limits the power of taking for a public purpose, and it prohibits the exercise of the power of eminent domain without just compensation to the owners of the property. Well, the process of eminent domain, as it influences the water and food concepts and the medical protocols, have now reached into medical protocols. If you remember, when I first went out the door nationally on having a grand jury of science and technology for reexamination of bureaucratic food and water and civil engineering decisions as a constitutional amendment to the Constitution, it would amend the Constitution to define and oversight science and technology decisions by administrative hierarchies that influence the greater populace for science and technology system designs, which are implemented in water and food and medicines that impact human and animal health. Now, that was before we heard about various things like antifreeze and toothpaste from China, the formation of, I was exposed 2 months ago, the concept of the China treaties on the inflammation on melanin and other butyric acids that were placed in food chains and agricultural products that came into the country. Now, you can sit there and be dormant in terms of having that information, but God help us all if the animals get sick. Now we have a national movement. Now we have people upset. My little kitty and my little doggy, who is a very personal friend of mine, got sick and died. So now we have the aspect of that, and that's a very important point, animals and veterinary medicine and the rest of it. Animals have been dying from these poisons since the year 2001 that's been documented. And every time it comes out, I remember the one time I went out the door with that on canine hysteria, it was called. It was a study that was done in 1956 where the first concept of the poisons that were in the food chain were being evident in veterinary medicine. And I exposed that in the year 2003. You thought the world was coming to an end. And make no mistake about it, no matter how you hear this or how you work with this, there is something wrong in the decision process with the United States government to have this. It isn't a question of regulated. It's a question of taking the legal principle of eminent domain, the concept of constitutional law, and placing it into the concept of medical protocols that can be measured accurately. I'll give you a story on the brain disorders and viruses of cattle. The President of the United States has done his job of saying, well, you can't, he's really not interested in the rest of the cattle in the country being tested for brain viruses, even though farmers have their own test kit. So there you go. You got your own test kit to be able to do the process of working it through and testing it yourself. But I feel strongly that the government is saying, well, we don't have enough systematic statistical coverage for something like this, so therefore we don't want to do that. Okay, there's a perfect example of a constitutional amendment that has to be put into place to change the bureaucratic decisions of things. Take fish. There's less than 1% of fish tested in this country for poisons and toxic situations. So you have what are called port shopping, where these big treaty companies go to one port to the other to have a percentage of tested fish. So we're going to see a whole process of which we need to change the way we look at things, and how we try to develop another aspect of taking law and placing it in a different position. We're going to come back after the break and get a huge kickoff on antifreeze in your food and animal food.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. to take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Number 800-313-9443 if you wish to call in. Here is a, I want to go back again to my constitutional amendment, which is that I want to place nationally. This is on the boards for real people in real states to try to work into a constitutional amendment. It's the idea of having a grand jury of science and technology that will decide decisions made by bureaucrats impacted life of food, water, and medical protocols. I included at that time the sentence which was implemented, these decision technology system designs which are implemented in water and food and medicines that impact human and animal health. So I had it then. That was in the year 2003 when I went out the door, and I never thought that one thing that attorney generals of states would contact or we'd be an interchange in some form saying, well, people have no right to vote on something like that. We have 20 states that only the legislature makes a decision on these things, and the people have no right to vote on something like that. And this is the way it still stands, except now there are a lot of people who are reacting to these particular statements because of the privatization of water districts to control the water supply by foreign governments, which I've been absolutely against from the very beginning. But the whole process of that is a fact that there are people in towns in this country today, which I can discuss at great length, the idea, they say, well, that's a good idea. We're going to have money come into the town. Well, they're not going to cover it. These foreign governments are not going to cover it. You're talking to a call center in, maybe in India, maybe in Russia even, and absolutely in Germany, if you want to know anything about what's happening in your little town. And particularly the French companies, which I'll get into, and I've exposed a lot of that already, much to the chagrin of a lot of city council members who'd get rake-offs in this country on their tax-free municipal bonds, which the President of the United States, President Clinton, signed off on, that the city councils could do that. The mayor of lobbyists and the rest of it, they were there because they get money out of this, see? They get money out of this. Now, they get money that is unaccountable in terms of trying to develop infrastructure because you now have sold off your water supply to a foreign government. Now, if you've sold off your water supply to a foreign government, carefully understand something. You have the Military Commissions Act and the Defense Authorization Act. These two acts eliminate habeas corpus. In other words, your conception of being able to develop a concept of having a presentation to the federal court to defend your rights, you have now eliminated your particular right to be able to do anything about a foreign government owning your food and water supply. If you have, just think a minute, if you have the Military Commissions Act and you already have the Patriot Act, all the legalities that are necessary for constitutionally protected liberties are eliminated. So in other words, it means that the President of the United States, for the Military Commissions Act, has complete authority in the United States without regress. Now, I think that we're at war. I think that we're definitely at war in the world. We're in serious war. And we have been for years. It all went on back to the Beirut bombings in Beirut. We've had a lot of things happen. The World Trade Center, by the way, if you get your memory up on that, was already bomb attacked even before 9/11. And we need these things in place. But what is happening, and what I've always said, you cannot fool Mother Nature. What happens inside your body is what I'm interested in that is influenced by these activities that are handled and outside the world. Now, if you think that you can get away with something like this in terms of, well, we're going to have bureaucrats take care of our activities because we think that they can do a good job. I have the other initiative on the national initiative, which I call Tap to Toilet to Table Initiative, which is against the privatization of water and also the fact of the recycled water, which is being touted in indirect ways, which I'm going to be talking about on this particular show. If we get the time to cover the various aspects of this. But you have to understand another little aspect of things. It's the subtleties by way things are worded. You take my chloramine causes collateral health damage, which was a full explanation of the physiology of chloramine, which is ammonia added to chlorine, placed in the water, and everyone's acting, well, this is a great thing. This covers our aspect of killing Cryptosporidium or Giardia as a way. Now, those are front organisms, I call it. That isn't all that is this attempt to try to cover something, which was a huge mistake by the government of this country in the 50s, which caused all of these other medical problems which are with humans. Now, when chloramine was placed into this first section of adding ammonia to chlorine. Chlorine already caused breast cancer. We always pick on breast cancer because everybody can identify with that. But no one mentions it on breast walks. There's nothing mentioned about the studies, which I'll be putting together, of the analysis of all of the peer-reviewed work. But when that was done about osteomyelitis and about heart disease and the rest of it as a result of the water and the trihalomethanes, which are byproducts, they're disinfectant byproducts that cause cancerous products. Now, and you drink that. And don't think you're immune because you're drinking bottled water. That contains a 25% upgrade on various chemicals, of which is a very complex explanation of things. But chloramine had a skull and crossbones on it. And out of desperation, the government changed skull and crossbones to an X. And that's what I put on the MSDS sheet. Those are the materials data sheets that industry uses for antidotes. Come back on the other end of the break, and we'll kick off a little drinker.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We were lifting off on the a few minutes before the break, and I was mentioning about chloramine had on the multiple standard data sheets. These are material standard data sheets which the industry uses to list the antidotes for various chemicals that are used in industry. And chloramine had a skull and crossbones on it, and I have the original on the MSDS sheet. And the overt activity by the United States government to shut me off on that one and put an X, and they wanted to put an X on there instead of skull and crossbones on that MSDS sheet. You can't boil this out of the water, and you can kill fish that are in the hobby tanks, and I've talked about that extensively. And of course, the drops that you put in your hobby tank for fish is really a formaldehyde formula. So essentially, you're embalming actually the fish to live a little bit longer in that kind of water. But to smooth this over, everybody smooths this over in terms of the situation, and you still are dealing with kidney dialysis problems, you're still dealing with osteomyelitis, you're still dealing with the breast cancer chemistry, which is real. The idiocetic acids formed in the body, the bromides changing the trophoblasts of embryological cells, and no one touches it. No one wants to talk about it. Websites across the United States have this baloney from professors from universities saying, oh, well, there's no connection with anything that is going on, that this is a harmful activity. Well, I've had emails, and I've had people who try to pick my brain in terms of what can happen to get the chloramine out of the water. And I wish that you would call the show and talk with me on the show about this. There's one particular Parker Pathway listener that I'm going to answer right now, and they know who they are. It's a very good questions they have, but the whole thing comes down to that chloramine decomposes by hydrolysis and acid catalyzed that are disproportionate to the amount of ammonia that's applied. And hydrolysis, meaning the water decomposition of the water molecule with the ammonia, it's very slow. And that's why the poisons are extended in the water under the assumption of repairing a decayed pipe. Now, you're not going to get rid of this whole issue by trying, let's say, to invent steam distillation to handle this, to take care of a kidney dialysis problem. And I also mentioned on the last show there was a whole concept of this, and it's been there for some time, that all you do is add another carbon filter to a kidney dialysis unit. That is not going to do the job. The only thing that's going to happen there is what's happening now, is the fact that the more dialysis being taken on, and the patients have to keep dialyzing, and of course there are the home dialysis units and the rest of it that goes with that. Very constructive way to try to solve a problem to redialyze. But what I'm saying on the hydrolysis issue of chlorine being decomposed is the idea of the ratio based upon the pH. And the proper pH of the water and the pH of the attempt to add to the water supply various chemicals to try to change their ability to kill organisms is not the same pH and chemistry that goes on inside your body. This is why I made such a point of the fact of the skull and crossbones on the chloramine outside the body. But inside the body, it's bioaccumulating the amine toxins in secondary cancer products. And this is why the bromides that are formed from that, and the MDMA and the MTBE that came from gasoline, what do you think the E stands for? The E stands for ethylene. What do you think E stands for in corn fuel? Ethylene. What do you think the perchlorate from rocket fuel? What do you think the N formula for that is? It's also ethylene. You get anything, and you got ethyl amines. You have the process of this in these products that are thousands of these products that are formed of the processes of which I want the constitutional amendment as a science and technology system. As far as I'm concerned, if you were a corporation and you put a product out there on the market and you cause that kind of damage, which is happening today in the world, it isn't a question of America, it's in the world. It's affecting our whole base of our stem cell growth that's in our bone marrow. Everybody talks about, oh, I don't want to do stem cell. That's a mythical, you know, that's an ethical and moral position that you have to take. Baloney. It has to do with the fact that you cannot fool Mother Nature. There are things that happen in the body that need to be looked at in terms of the full effect of, do we want the population of this earth to be decreased in real-world terms because we can't have the medical protocols that we need because we don't understand the whole system of things. I'll give you an example. You take yesterday sodium benzoate and soda. I'm going to, after the end of the break, I'll give you the reasoning that they say, oh, no problem, no problem. We're on the end of the break, and if you want to get into this discussion, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years. With no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
This is Parker Pathways, June 3, 2007, and this is a live show, and you can get these archives of Parker Pathways by going to republicbroadcasting.org, and you can get the archives on the MP3s. You can do also on podcasts. You can take the podcast and download them to MP3s and work with our. I want to thank the we got a new audience segment. Is in colleges now. We have they picked up Parker Pathways as in Tulane, and want to welcome you aboard and getting a good idea as to where the real world of the what's called the underbelly of the Beltway is starting to take a little bit of effect in the classroom, and I applaud that, and that's where we were heading a long time ago in terms of getting other kinds of folks along with the people who haul our products, the truckers in the truck stops, and of course, haul America toward democracy, truckers, and work with that, because there's a whole issue here. In terms, it's not just a Texas highway coming through, you know, from Mexico, the United States, to Canada. You see all these other issues attached to these treaty elements that are working through. the process of the American, quote, democracy. Now, here back on sodium benzoate and sodas. This is yesterday, finally, after thing, it was a whole German study that went through the French Science Academy to slowly be seeped through as information in science, saying that sodium benzoate and sodium has an effect on DNA mitochondria, which is going to the in the DNA strand will have what's called change of cancer cells to and also can cause increased aging. Now, sodium benzoate in sodas is a preservative that's been in sodas for a long time. And the German study came out. I mean, no problem with that. Sodium benzoate is known to cause cancer in animals since 1941. And the governments have suppressed all of this and everything because of the big corporation lobbies. When it came out with the water contamination, a lot of these folks and the thing on these big corporations, they truck in the water to their facilities because their facilities are very close to other facilities where the groundwater has too much reusable water, which is already contaminated from sewage and is supposed to be, oh, the government says that's safe. Well, I've given you over 400 references in the period of the time I've been on air. And the thing is, the thing had been in piece by piece by piece on reusable water and the concept of how it causes human cancer. And those studies were done in 1980. And of course, all these real estate developers are coming out to say, well, we're going to build something, but, you know, how would it? You know, we're not going to get, they got contaminated water, they can do it on another tort action. Sodium benzoate is one of the other end products of the processing of pharmaceuticals as well. And the whole process of being the fact that it affects the mitochondria of DNA, what do you think chloramine does? This is what I've been talking about. It's in my chloramine causes collateral health damage. It's mutagenic, which means it changes the chromosome shape. And the other focus is that it changes the gene sequences in such a way and distorts them and mutates them. Well, that's the same thing with sodium benzoate. Now, because sodium benzoate is in soda and everyone likes sodas, it gets a little more of attention on a 30-year-old study that's coming the other way. You mentioned it. Water, oh, that's okay. We'll just buy bottled water. Well, you're buying it from a French company. You're buying it from a German company. And the chemistry of that whole process of that is what I've been going through in explaining the chemistry in the body from the bottled water. Now, the whole aspect of this is that the reasoning that was put forth by the academies of Europe on sodium benzoate that they put into sodas, which are part of the American companies that are here that are, got stockholder interest in the American companies, they say, well, the tests that were used on the sodium benzoate in the 50s and 80s are old tests. And so we really don't want to give credence to this sodium benzoate study from the German industry because we need new tests. Well, that's called protocols. And that's what I'm talking about in terms of the constitutional amendment that we need in this country and a grand jury of science and technology we need in this country. I call it the 21st Century Science and Technology Grand Jury for just this reason. Someone from the other end of the government chain of decisions say, oh, the tests are not valid. Okay, if they're not valid, then why is it we take the products that we put into the water, for instance, that's chloramine, and say, well, you as states, we as EPA, you as states, you folks and the states can use this product to, quote, disinfect the water, even though it causes liver cancer and leukemia in animals. So the counter to that now is what the French are doing. They say, well, the animal studies are too old. Well, now, they're too old. What happens in medicine, you just don't go out and have a clinical trial on a human being with any kind of drug or any kind of water system until you use animals in the animal study to give you a predisposition as to which direction you're going. Now, this is called the research protocol, of which the public just walking blindly coming in and saying, well, we just don't, you know, we're not going to pay any attention to that. Now, what the hell, we just go to wherever, what a little convenience store and buy our crap and drink it, which brings down a very interesting point in the immigration law, which is on the plate of Congress. There's a whole issue here about the Mexican language being used in the healthcare system. The immigrants not only got nothing against immigrants, but the whole point is, come on, let's get real. The whole point is, how are you going to go to an emergency room, drink the poisons and the toxins that are in the regular food and water, and only talk in the Spanish language, which is going to affect the healthcare workers interpreting what type of diagnostic protocol you're going to have. Now, in immigration law, we're supposed to have that protected out in terms, and also be exempt from liability in their interpretation of what is going on with them. I vigorously object to this. And the thing is, in the United States of America and the Parker Pathway, listeners should be up in arms, pounding on those phones to the congressman and saying, how in the world could you possibly say that you're a little bit pregnant? That's what really this amounts to. And if you want to have an example to this, take the story that is recent about the tuberculosis patient, where the government's position out of HHS, Health and Human Services, and the other forms of the CDC, saying, well, this patient isn't that virulent of a tuberculosis. This patient flew over, had a wedding, and came back to the thing and took his head into Canada and came into Canada and the United States. This is a recent story. And here this patient is in isolation right now in Colorado. And the whole thing is, well, of course, they are right. That's a right medical protocol to cut part of the lung out that they can't treat. The point is, well, it's not that virulent. Really? So the whole thing comes down to the fact that it's known in medicine. You can have strep, staph, klebsiellas, you can have tuberculosis, and all of these, and you can have bronchitis and asthmas all mixed together in certain things, but you also are faced with the realization of resistant to drugs, bacteria, and concepts. How do you think they got that way? In the real world, how do you think they got that way? They changed out, the DNA was changed. It's mutagenic and genotoxic. Where have you heard that before? So the whole thing comes down to the fact that, you know, if you look at this and you say to yourself, well, gee, how is it that there's so much protection for multi-billion-dollar industries that are involved in these things? And the whole thing comes down to the fact, I'll give you a perfect example of something that the public doesn't know much about because they wouldn't be touching it. But in legal circles, when it comes to environmental hazards or environmental concepts of which they want to keep from the transactions of real estate and corporate interchanges of mergers, they're called environmental disclosure due diligence documents. And what they are, the story in the law field is, don't ask, don't tell. When lawyers are making deals with these real estate situations over sites that have been Congress votes on, saying, well, you can go ahead and build there anyway. Or some senator can come along and say, well, it's okay. We'll protect the corporation that contaminated it. And so these environmental disclosure due diligence documents are covering environmental remediations, and these liabilities are involved. These kind of documents come under what's called the Financial Accounting Standards Act, and the changes are accepted as principle only to protect the liability of the transaction at the moment. And many companies, when they give their asset and liability balance sheet, they delay their 10K filings, and so because they don't want to expose the environmental disclosure documents that are badly needed as a process for identifying and responding to the risks that are associated with the transfer of their own lands and their merger and acquisition due diligences that they have to make in the transactions. So these are real forms, these are real accountants, these are real lawyers, real people, and if you're in a, they're making these deals on these environmental disclosure documents as to what they're going to put in there. And it's intended, these documents are intended to address these financial impacts from environmental risks based upon the risks that are associated with misstatements in corporate financial statements, unrecognized and misclassified, improperly valued environmental liabilities, and all the impairments from chemistry in the soil and water. So the whole process is that the Statement of Financial Accounting Standards has what's called the number 141-R, which is a form which discloses environmental loss contingencies and all the remediation liabilities. And the whole process of this is to protect the real estate dealmakers in America, and particularly in privatizations, when foreign countries come in and try to buy your land and take, and then you've got, and then you've got eminent domain lawyers who are representing the city councils and the counties who make the deals and take and change the idea of how the environmental cleanup costs will be reported on the 141-R. So now you have a change in the balance sheets, of which in terms of the profit and loss system, which affects down the road, everyone is just happy dreaming about playing golf on their 401ks when they get retired from a corporation or the rest of it. It's a false figure, because the remediation costs on the estimated cleanup costs can range from $10 to $50 million on each one of the mergers and acquisitions in within that 10-year period of time that they're signed. So the financial auditors, the buyers of the financial buyer financial auditors, actually require that you take these investigations of due diligence in order to reasonably estimate the cleanup liability. Well, if you can get these particular financial statements and get the deal maker's responsibility on paper as to what is going to be what's called phase one, two, and three cleanup over a period of time, you could solve a lot of them, a lot of the contaminated water aquifer problems by remediation if you tried. So this is a whole process of protection under tax laws as to why we are in the position that we are today. The other aspect of this is when you're incorporating by reference from one contract to another, it isn't just enough to just say contract made in the year 2003 and work it through. No, what you got to do is explain a little more what the incorporation by reference is to the other contract, because what's going to happen is this is what lawyers are saying as a suggestion. What you're doing is really keeping things current, and because the other due diligence fact of the contamination of that whole business that was on that land and water is going to come back on you in terms of the valuation of what we place on future research to be able to remediate the problems of the genotypic and the mutagenesis of chemicals that are in the food and water. That's why the soda factories in the United States just walk away and laugh at you, that they think that they're liable, because they figured out under the 141Rs on how to set these financial systems up with these other countries. If you want to have a real world view as to what this is about, The law case is called Affinity Internet Incorporated against Consolidated Credit Counseling Services. This went to the District Court of Appeals and is now in the Supreme Court. The number of the case is 4D04-1193, and this occurred originally in Florida. And this is a very absolutely integrated system of environmental disclosure due diligence that can change our world. It can change the way thing to favor people that you particularly do not want to favor in terms of what I call legal protections and legal protections that do not have any grand jury system to be able to oversee them, which is why I want the Parker Pathway Constitutional Amendment for the Grand Jury of Science and Technology. We'll see you at the other end of the side of the break, and we'll cover more about molds.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is Parker Pathway. And June 3, 2007, and finishing up discussing environmental due diligence, financial reporting in terms of its aspect of liability. There are certain trends that have gone on into the Supreme Courts of states. There's a particular one in the Texas Supreme Court, and it's really saying that this is about molds and losses of property, personal property, and some fixed property as a result of mold. And mold cannot be circumvented by simply identifying mold as ensuing loss caused by water damage. Now, the whole point of this whole situation is very important. This particular case said that the insurance people don't have to really worry about it. The insurance loss claims that result from floods and other forms of damage to cause moles also now includes the secondary effects from the chemicals in the water. And the reason this is a world-shaking decision, this is in Feiss, F-E-I-S-S, versus the State Farm Lloyds in Texas. And that's the case, State Farm, Feiss against State Farm Lloyds. This decision has is about as close to world impact that insurance companies is an indicator denying any kind of coverage for any form of mold that is a result of chemicals and water damage. I find this astounding in terms of the way the Texas Supreme Court worded the concept that water was not an ownership quality. And this is what I've been talking about, this international law trend in our present decisions. Who owns the water? The United States has got one view. You don't. United Nations says we have a right to water. I'm saying that we should have a right to vote what goes in our water. And I'm also saying that we should have a right to vote what goes in our food and water. And if you have personal property damage that is not reported adequately on the 141R, on the transfer of mergers and acquisition, and this is not isolated stuff. I mean, this is the actual transactions that go on. In terms of making reporting of the profit and loss statement, then how is it that you are supposed to look at a corporation's balance sheet and determine, well, it's just being a little pregnant. It's like the TB patient story. Well, he's a little infected. Or we have the process of chloramine and its byproducts and bromides and NDMA, the nitrogen dimethyl acetic acids. That's just a little bit of poison that's not going to hurt you. That's the EMA's position. Or you have health officers who insist upon the concept of just there isn't any substantial adverse effect of these chemicals, so don't worry about it. A little bit of pregnant. Well, we're going to come back on the other end of the break for the second hour of a Raising the Bar on Law, Medicine, and Politics. See you at the other end of it at 800-313-9443.
A message for all.